So welcome to this custom deep dive. Today, we're unpacking a really comprehensive guide from the Jewel Sprint team. The mission here is to help you master jewelry 3D printing supports so you can, finally stop ruining your prints.
Right, because using default 3D slicer settings for delicate jewelry is, well, it's a lot like using a sledgehammer for watch repair. It just doesn't work.
Oh, definitely. It fundamentally misunderstands the specific geometry you're actually working with. I mean, slicer defaults are almost always wrong for jewelry.
Exactly. And before you even touch a single software setting, you really have to fix the physical setup first.
Wait, isn't printing something perfectly flat on the build plate the safest bet? Like, just for stability?
That is a super common misconception. It makes intuitive sense, but it actually creates a massive physics problem. You basically end up building a suction trap.
Right, because every single layer of resin has to peel away from the vat. So if you print flat, you maximize that sticking surface area.
Yes, exactly. It's like trying to pull a flat rubber plunger straight out of thick mud. That vacuum force is just brutal on delicate parts.
Ah, okay. So what's the fix then?
By simply tilting the model, usually like 30 to 45 degrees for something like a ring, that drastically reduces the cross-sectional surface area on every single layer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and getting that tilt right naturally eliminates 40 to 60% of your required supports before you even start doing anything else.
Up to 60%. That is huge. But, okay, what about the supports that you do still need?
So you have to match the contact diameter to the specific feature. A heavy bezel might need up to a 0.50 millimeter contact tip, but fine filigree demands something microscopic, like 0.10 or 0.15 millimeters.
But wait, how do you even know if your printer can handle a 0.1 millimeter tip? Because I see boxes all the time screaming about like 8K or 12K
Yeah,
resolution.
do not rely on that K rating. That is the classic marketing trap. A 12K screen stretched across a huge panel could actually have coarser pixels than an 8K screen packed onto a smaller panel.
Right, so it's about pixel density, not just the total pixel count.
You got it. You must check the printer's actual XY pixel size in microns. Because if your hardware's physical pixels are too large, it literally cannot render a 0.10 millimeter point. The slicer will try, but you just get a jagged failing support.
Oh man. Okay, so hardware is one thing, but resolution means nothing if you treat all materials the same, right? I mean, standard resins snap off cleanly, almost like dry pasta.
Right, but jewelry casting relies on wax-based materials like BlueCast X Wax or Envision One, and those are definitely not brittle. They are soft.
So they behave more like true injection wax.
Yes, and because they're soft, standard support guidelines completely fail here. You need a much more peel-resistant support distribution.
Because otherwise, the peel forces just warp the model during the print.
Exactly. And you can't just snap them off afterward either. You have to do a careful UV post-cure or maybe apply a slight warming before you remove the supports. Otherwise, you literally tear chunks out of the jewelry.
Ouch. That sounds like an expensive nightmare. And I imagine doing this manually works for one ring, but what about a full production batch?
When you move to production volume and you're running complex casting trees, manual placement just is not scalable. The source actually knows that this isn't an opinion, it's arithmetic.
Right, because the cross-model peel forces of dozens of rings packed together must be immense. So how do you handle that math?
To automate it, Jewel Sprint actually generates fully optimized casting trees with smart jewelry supports. And it does it in under a minute per model.
Wait, really? Under a minute? Do you need a lot of CAD expertise for that?
No CAD expertise required at all. It handles all the math and physics in the background. You can actually test that automation out for free at jewelsprint.com.
That is incredible. So the ultimate takeaway for you listening is to abandon the defaults. Fix your orientation to break that suction trap, match your contact diameters to your features, verify your true hardware microns, and respect the softness of your wax resins.
And, automate your casting trees so you can stop fighting your slicer. Leave the generic settings behind.
Exactly. Which leaves you with one final provocative thought to mull over. If smart software can already navigate support paths through a dense casting tree like a GPS, I mean, how long until algorithms start autonomously redesigning the jewelry itself to guarantee a flawless print? Something to think about next time you load up your build plate.